It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right, welcome back to Money for Lunch. It's good to have you guys here as always. I have kind of an interesting quote I want to share with you guys today. And it has to do with myths by Ray Bradbury. All my stories are like the Greek and Roman myths and the Egyptian myths and the Old and the New Testament. And that's by Ray Bradbury. Why start the day with that quote? Well, because, interestingly enough, I think that myths help us, right? Sometimes a myth gives us the encouragement that we need to keep going on. And sometimes that just makes all the difference in the world to be able to take one more step, to try one more time, right? Jeff Bridges, actor Jeff Bridges says this about myths. Myths are wonderful tools that we've had for eons that help us navigate situations we find ourselves in. And I think that's important. Sometimes we need to make sense of a situation. And sometimes we just need to feel better about a situation or about ourselves. Rollo May has this to say about myths. A myth is a way of making sense in a senseless world. Myths are narrative patterns that give significance to our existence. And I think that we all need these myths, right? And sometimes we need to become mythical ourselves. We have forgotten who we truly are, or at least who we truly can be, right? Reminded of reminded of Fields of Dreams, and there's that point where Ray Kinsella, who is played by Kevin Costner, and so he sees his father as a young man, and he understands that, you know, here he is, with his life ahead of him, right? His dreams ahead of him. And this is all before life has taken its toll on us, right? Or on him. So I think that, to me, why this is so poignant is that, you know, it happens to us, right? We get sidetracked. One of the most precious things that we can do in our lives is set a goal and go after that goal. Go after that goal on a daily basis. And I think that most of us start off with having a goal in life, right? We want to go for it. We have this goal that we want to achieve. And we sometimes allow fear to derail our thoughts. We allow sometimes our parents or our friends to convince us that we're not good enough, that we shouldn't try anymore. You know, to fail is human, to succeed is divine. Failure is not an option. I think sooner or later you're going to fail. However, getting back up and to try one more time, that's an option, right? That's a choice. And so in order to succeed in life, we have to be willing to get rejected. We have to be willing to hear no. We have to be willing to try again. We have to be willing to go through all the muck and junk and pain and discomfort in order to succeed. I've met a lot of people, and most of the ones that I've met that have given up on life are they gave up on their dreams, for those combinations that I've stated. Life took their toll, friends, family members convinced them that they shouldn't try anymore. You have to realize that we live in a world of average and mediocrity, right? Even people who love you, who genuinely care for you, are afraid that if you become successful, you'll leave them behind. And in some cases, the reality is you will. That's just the way life is sometimes. You have to be willing to change, and those around you have to be willing to change with you. It's just life, right? And here's the deal. Sometimes we give up on our dreams because we don't want to leave our friends and family behind. And that's terrible. There's not a whole lot you can do about that. And I think that you can really help your people raise their expectation, raise their self-esteem, raise their bar, if you will, raise their thought by you succeeding more than by you failing. But it takes guts. It takes guts. All right, so if you go to dominatingyourmind.com, there's my latest book, Dominating Your Mind. And in the book, Dominating Your Mind, I talk about how I met Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is back 35 years ago. And at this point, there is no internet. There is no LinkedIn. There's no way to connect with people you don't know. And so it was, there was this thing, Tony Robbins, I had heard him say, or something to the point that you are three people away from the person you want to meet or connect with. And I thought, I had nothing to lose. I thought I'd put that to the test. So I started asking everybody around me, did they know how I could get a hold of Arnold Schwarzenegger? And when I say everybody, I'm talking about, my lawn guy, dry cleaners, you name it. I was asking everybody. And so I remember this. I pick up a client of mine. I pick up a client and we were off to see a movie called Frankenstein. It was the one with Robert De Niro, Shelley. Now I got to look it up. Let's see. Mary Shelley's, that's what it was. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, starring Robert De Niro, Kenneth Branagh. Man, it had John Cleese. I'm looking at them all. Anyway, we're headed to this movie. And he is a printer by trade, and his wife is a full-time mom. And I asked them both, hey, do you by chance know how I can get a hold of Arnold Schwarzenegger? And he says no. And the full-time mom says yes. In fact, I know when he'll be back. I know when he'll be in town next. And she goes on, you know, we're all fascinated. And so she explains that he's coming into town to give Senator Hatch an award. And what do you call it? And she knows, was it the GNC is going to be somehow involved. And so she connects me with the manager. The GNC manager connects me with the people who are putting on this award. And I get invited, or I'm allowed to come to this situation, to this event. And there I am. I'm in the green room. And there's a part where, you know, we do some photo ops after the award presentation. There's a photo op of me with Senator Hatch and Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's so funny is all of this happened because I was willing to just ask everybody I knew how they could get a hold of Schwarzenegger. So now we're kind of in the green room, and after the everything's been done and everybody files out, and it's just Schwarzenegger and myself, and we're standing there, and I said, you know, we're talking a little bit, and I reminded him, when he was in Houston. Him and I had met while he was doing this thing with Rachel McClish, and he goes, oh yeah, that was a long time ago. And so I finally said, you know, hey, I'm doing this deal. I'd like for you to be involved, and, you know, I don't need your money, but it, you know, I think it'd be a great opportunity for you to get involved. And it was taking over this company called Coralco. And, you know, he looked at me. And then he said, no, I don't think I'd be interested in that. And, you know, the chances of him doing business with me at that time, he didn't know me. I don't know him. I didn't know him. He didn't know me and stuff like that. And he's at this is about the same time that the movie Junior's coming out. He's kind of at the top of his acting career. The chances of him saying yes were minimal. Chances of him saying no were almost guaranteed. But I went through all this and I got to meet him, and we stayed in contact over the years, and I get to hang out with him a couple times a year. Now, all of that happened, and my point being all this is that at that point in my life, I had a very clear mission. I had a very clear goal. And no amount of rejection, no amount of anything was going to stop me. Now, that was my goal, was to meet Schwarzenegger and to be able to pitch him. And here's what's interesting. A lot of people would have set the wrong goal. The wrong goal is, and this is just my opinion, and I'm not saying this because he said no to me. You know, you cannot control what Schwarzenegger is going to do per se, right? You can't control what somebody might do. What you can control is, can I meet him? Can I pitch him a deal? Can I try to persuade him? And the answer to that is yes. You can try to do all those things. Now, he still may say no. And he, you know, there's a situation where your goals have to be dependent on your behavior and not on somebody else's. So if your goal is to, you know, make $1 million in a year, then everything that you do has to be something that is measurable by your behavior. For example, if you know that you have a 10% closing ratio and you got to talk to 10 people to close one, then you could theoretically say, hey, I'm going to talk to 100 people so I can close 10 deals. Because you have a historic data, you have historic information that says that's possible for you. But you can't say, hey, I'm going to close this person or that person, because you just never know. Anyway, back to chasing your dreams, chasing your goals. People are always going to tell you, you can't do it. It can't be done. It's impossible. You cannot listen to those individuals. The impossible is always impossible till somebody does it. So just because somebody can't do it, they haven't been able to do it, doesn't mean it can't be done by you. You have to be willing to do everything to make your dreams come true. When I say everything, you know, obviously I'm talking about doing it legally and ethically and stuff like that. And you just cannot allow other people to steal your dreams. Even though they may love you and genuinely care for you and genuinely want to help you, a lot of them have fear that you'll leave them behind. Anyway, check out my book, Dominating Your Mind, at dominatingyourmind.com. And it's really about, you know, it's 10 simple affirmations that will crush your fears, destroy your doubts, and make you unstoppable. And I think that a lot of life comes down to that little train, you know, the little train that could or whatever. And I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, I know I can. And so a lot of it is how we talk to ourselves. And unfortunately, most of us talk to ourselves in a very negative way. And I think that one of my favorite quotes is by Winston Churchill. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. I think that's it. That's all there is to it. It is the courage to continue that counts. So my friends, here we are almost at the end of 2018. time to start reflecting on the things that you could have done and why you didn't do them. And it's time to forgive yourself. And it's time to recommit, re-engage, reload, rethink. Right? It's just an incredible time. And today, literally today, is the first day of the rest of your life. Today, you can start, you can decide what you're going to allow and what you're not going to allow. And just go for it. Ideally, look, set the bar low. See how often you can fail and how quickly you can fail versus trying to put all that pressure on yourself to succeed. Screw that. Go for it. If you know that it's going to be impossible to do it, then what do you have to lose? If you go for it and you don't make it, you can simply say, well, it was impossible, but I thought I'd give it a try. You and I were created to succeed. We were put on this planet to make things happen, to make life better for ourselves and for the people around us. And I truly believe that you can do that. But you have to set the intention. You have to set the goal. And you have to have the courage to continue. So in the show notes, I'm going to put it, I'm going to put the dominatingyourmind.com. You can click on it, check it out, see if it's something that you want. And I guarantee you that it will help your life. I guarantee you that you'll be able to achieve more goals. And if not, just return it. It's no big deal. Right? So let's see, book. One of the things that I love about Money for Lunch is that I get to meet people from all over the world, people that are completely out of my realm that I normally wouldn't get to meet. Bill Bartman was one of these people I got to know because he was on my show multiple times. Him and I became friends. He ended up endorsing my book. And here's a guy who was a billionaire and had achieved great, great success in his life. Been married to the same woman for like 40 years. You know, it just all the stuff that he had done. And because of the show, him and I became friends. And I appreciate that so much. There are a lot of people that I've been able to meet. And the difference between those guys is the way they talk to themselves and the way they think about failure. And that is the only difference between the guy who makes 100 grand a year and the guy who makes $1 million a year. And the difference between the guy who makes $1 million a year and the guy who makes $100 million a year is the same thing. It's the story. It's the conversation in our heads. It's what we will allow to happen. So if you raise your standards, you will raise the quality of your life. If you allow certain things in your life, if you give an inch here and there, after a while, you have reduced your sphere of influence. You have reduced your energy. You have reduced your potential. So I hope that my solo show today helps you in a little bit here and there and gives you some food for thought. Bottom line is, you were created to succeed. Bottom line is, your best friends, your families care about you, but sometimes they don't know how to encourage you. They don't know how to help you. And maybe for a short time, you have to let go of everybody that might be holding you back and just go for your goals. Go for it full out. And create the life that you wanted, man. That vision that you had. Because it's possible. Everything, you know, it truly is possible to achieve these things in life. It's amazing to me you know, what people achieve all the time. Why? Because, again, the conversation in their heads, how they talk to themselves, the people that they surrounded themselves with. By the way, that was my whole point. I kind of, you know, glossed over my point there about money for lunch, is that allows me to associate with people who are bigger, better, smarter than I am. And that association allows me to change my thinking. And so that is my whole point, is that sometimes we all that is standing, all that is standing beside, you know, before us is the way we talk to ourselves. And that conversation in our head is making us or breaking us. Bottom line is that by changing the way you think, you change everything in your life. And as always, my friends, thank you so much for stopping by. Remember, let's share this episode with everybody you know. Let's help everybody achieve their goals and their dreams. Let's help as many people as we can. And most of all, remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.